A large crowd showed up to the Frank Meriwether Library on a wet Tuesday evening to hear a discussion about mental health in the Black community. Is there really a stigma in the community related to mental health? The panel of four experts in the field say yes, there is.
Stigma is there for all cultural groups when it comes to mental health, but in particular for the African American community, I really believe that a lot of it has historical roots.
That's mental health counselor Erin Moss, a panel guest. She says the stigma is alive and well because it has been passed down through generations. Moss reasons the stigma runs deep because of a distrust between African Americans and healthcare providers. Another panel speaker, Pastor George Nicholas, echoes Moss's sentiment.
A healthcare system that really doesn't understand us, they don't understand our bodies, they certainly don't understand our minds.
Both agreed unresolved traumas, including socioeconomic issues and pride, are factors as to why the Black community struggles with even identifying poor mental health traits. For men, Nicholas says this can manifest itself into toxic masculinity.
We have to throw out all this notion about being strong. All that stuff is just a burden that will drive you completely insane.
Nicholas says many Black men suffer in silence, and to remedy the pain, men need to further embrace their humanity. But there is no quick and easy fix to resolving one's mental health problems. All the panelists agree the first step includes seeking out a mental health professional. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.